have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Now, all right, all right, all right. He walked with me. and I'm so glad about it. Well, it's Thursday, and we're thankful. Good evening, good evening, good evening. I give God the praise for each of you on today, and I pray God's choicest blessing for each and every one of you. Hey, my friends, you have reached the right pod. This is your girl, Loretta Petite. It's the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. And I tell you, we are winning if we want to win. We can win if we want to win. We must have that will to win. All right, so before we get started on today, we want to send up a prayer. Let's pray. We've got so much to pray about. We want to pray about what the women's struggles are. We want to pray for our leaders, beginning with the president, ending with the Lord's leader in your community, for the leaders in our churches, in our ministries, in our communities. And we can't get it all in on this podcast because, of course, you know, it's about women winning at life and highlighting those things and also shining a light on our struggles and our challenges that we yet are facing. But I do want to make you mindful that we all need to pray, not just for our family in the house, but how about the school your child attends? How about the neighborhood in which you live? The city and all the lawmakers that are making laws that will affect you and your family. I just want to put it on your mind that we all need to pray. Let us pray. Father, we come now to thank you, Lord. We magnify your name, and we know, Lord God, that many of us don't pray enough. Help us, oh God, to be spiritually minded, to recognize that we've got to stand in the gap one for another, because the enemy is chasing each and every one of us, and only the strong in the spirit are going to survive. So, Father, we need to intercede. We need to talk to those who may be weaker, those who are walking with no hope, without faith. God, we need to be able to witness, share your word. Help us to be mindful. President God, sitting in the Congress, we ask for blessings on our legislators, our city council, our aldermen. We ask, oh God, that you bless our community leaders. And Lord, last but not least, our church leaders. Oh God, have mercy. Look and have mercy. Bless this program, God, and bless my awesome producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim. We give you the praise for her. She is definitely a bright light. We pray for the family of podcasters with Elation Magazine, Elation Radio. We give you thanks now. Bless this program. And I pray there's something that I say will be a blessing to someone. God, we thank you now. It's in the name of Jesus we say amen and thank God. It is the place of positive vision, positive voice, and positive vibes. And I'm glad that you're checking us out. Hallelujah. Listen, I do want you to know that we pray each and every Monday night. We'd love to have you. I'm going to tell you how, and I'll tell you how again before I leave today. But you can reach us by dialing in at 302-202-1119. That code is 781-350. That's 781-350. My friends, we've got to pray. We have withstood challenges on that prayer call. God, but we continue to stand. We are yet thriving. We are alive and thriving, and we thank the Lord. So for all people who are serious about prayer, you can come to that prayer call where there are no big eyes, no little views, nobody's cumbered, nobody's feeling stepped on, nobody's feeling, you know, any kind of way. It's up to you if you want to speak. If you don't, you don't have to. But we definitely will get a word. We definitely will get powerful testimonies, and we definitely will get that prayer in. All right? Monday nights, 9 p.m. Central. I'm going to give you that dial-in number once again at the end of this podcast, which is in about 20 minutes, so stay put. All righty then. If you'd like to correspond with me, send that email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. All righty then. Love to talk to you. Love to talk to you. Listen, if you'd like to be in on our book club, it is called our Coffee Sisterhood Reading Group. Hit me up in that email, or if you find me on Facebook, let me know in Messenger, and we will tag you in. We are reading the book called The Measure by Nikki Ehrlich, and it has an awesome base of content, and it talks about really, when you look at the essence of the book, it's talking about how long we each have to live. What if we knew? What if we knew? It's really dealing with that. What if we knew? And it has a tangible thing it's doing. It's giving you a string. Life gives you a string. How long is your string? That's all I'm going to say about the book. Okay, it's a wonderful book to read. It makes you think, you know, and it turns you back to God because he is the creator of the universe. So even though it may not be a religious book as it relates to books, but it will definitely turn you back to your creator and make you think. All right? So it's called The Measure. If you'd like to be in on that discussion, we're discussing it tonight for the first time at 6:30 Central Time. If you'd like to be in on a reading group, because we're only going to talk about the first third of the book, the third of the book tonight, and then next month, the next third, and then September, the final third, before we move into our next book. If you want to be a part of that, hit me up, LorettaReviews@gmail.com, or find me on Facebook and inboxing and Messenger. All righty then. Happy, 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 happy Moon Day. Today is National Moon Day. National Moon Day, it's commemorating the day that man first walked on the moon in 1969. So happy National Moon Day. This is a memory of strides man has made, and he made it in our lifetime. In our lifetime, this stride was made. So hats off to NASA. Hats off to NASA. Yeah, it is National Moon Day. When we look at the 21st, the 21st is also on a positive tip. It is marking Zero HIV Sigma Day. When HIV was initially a thing, it was a major stigma, like a major ink spot on you, on your family, your loved ones, your friends, anybody that was close to you. It was a major stigma. However, if the truth is told, HIV is not just a disease that came up on homosexuals. It may have started there, not sure. People have differing stories. But we also know innocent people contracted HIV. You say, well, what do you mean innocent? I mean, it wasn't a sexual thing for them. It could have been a needle sharing thing for them. And you say that's innocent. Well, some people are on drugs because of people shooting them up. And next thing you know, they're hooked. And they needed help, didn't have money to get help. So what they do is they have to keep on finding ways to shoot up. So just saying it in that regard. Today marks Zero HIV Stigma Day. Stigma is not a thing like it was before. I want to give a shout out to Pastor Emmanuel Smith. He wrote when we were in seminary a wonderful program for those stricken with HIV, but we weren't ready for it. He was ahead of his time because nobody wanted to come out and say, I'm HIV positive. However, today they're saying it. They're sharing their news. They're letting people know. And one of our big poster people for HIV and still living and still making strides and still earning lots of money, still doing great things for the community is Magic Johnson, right? Magic Johnson. So today is Zero HIV Stigma Day, spearheading a movement of uniting people, communities, organizations, and entire countries that raise awareness and take action against the HIV stigma, which reinforces and amplifies the HIV pandemic and related inequities, all right, inequalities. So I just wanted to share that. That's today. I'm sorry, that's tomorrow. July 21st will be HIV, Zero HIV Stigma Day. And the final thing I'm going to share is July 22nd because that is my granddaughter's birthday. That's National Parents Day and National Hammock Day as well, July 22nd. That's my obsession's birthday. She says I'm obsessed with her. It's my obsession's birthday. It's my oldest granddaughter's birthday. Happy birthday to all of you celebrating this month, and happy wedding anniversary to all of you that got married in the month of July. The anniversary to you. Now let's look at some things concerning women. Let's look at some things concerning women. What are some of the things that women are yet struggling with in 2023? We're trying to achieve equality as a woman in the U.S. of A. It can be a complex subject because I might feel, like I told somebody yesterday, things are going so well for me, it's almost frightening. Because, you know, calm before the storm kind of thing, you always want to be on guard. But I'm so grateful. And I might say, okay, well, I can deal with life the way it is. It's complex. Because somebody else may come along and say, yeah, you dealing with life the way it is, but you shouldn't be paying that much for that. You shouldn't have to wait that long for that. You know, you shouldn't be shut down from receiving that. See, everyone has a perspective on what life has to offer. And in this day and time, are we getting equality as a black woman? Am I given equality with women of other nationalities or other races? As a woman, period, am I getting equality as it relates to a man in the same business, doing the same job, hired around the same time, with the same kind of educational background? So it can be a complex, significant progress in almost every aspect of our lives. Women of all backgrounds still face challenges of some kind that are made more difficult simply because of our gender. And to solve these issues, we must first understand what our issues are. And without a firm grasp of the contributing factors, the historical, I would say, significance, and the impact of these concerns, we cannot hope to make any improvement in the future. But I believe, how about you? I believe as we keep on making noise, pounding the pavement, doing excellent work, we're going to find that we are going to see that equality, not just in bits and pieces here and there, but straight across the board. So when we look at what are some of the top things that women are still struggling with, how about intimate partner violence? Intimate partner violence. Now, back in the day, most women were getting married to their partner. In today's time, a lot of them are not. They're just an intimate partner, just an intimate partner. When I was a teenager getting to my adulthood status, my older people, they would say, y'all just playing house. Y'all not committed. Y'all just want to get together, and y'all just playing house. Well, today, playing house seems to be the order of the day. In the United States, it is reported by the liveyourdream.org web that 1 in 4 women are experiencing violence in intimate partnerships. This issue is affecting 10 million men and women, with women making up the majority of that figure. So for women and girls who experience violence, intimidation, threats of verbal abuse at home, this situation can feel almost impossible to escape. And after all, when there's violence happening in your safe place, you have to ask yourself, oh my God, where can I go? My back is up against the wall. Nobody wants to hear me continue to complain. They've been told me I should have gotten out of that relationship, and I stayed put. And so now how can I go? I'm so embarrassed. How can I go and tell somebody what's going on so they'll be willing to help me? All those thoughts can be in a woman's mind when her safe place has been violated. And, of course, the next thing on that list would be economic injustice and that pay gap. Yep, that pay gap is a real deal. Economic injustice, economic money, injustice, not getting the same, and the pay gap. There's a gap. We want to fill that gap. Being able to work and provide for ourselves and our families is essential. To many women who don't have a man in the house or don't have a man that's as ready or prepared, educationally or otherwise, as the female is. So it is important that we as women can have what we need to take care of our families. It's important. And we've got to continue to fight to close that gap, because men you know, they're still outranking us economically, right, in the same kind of jobs and positions. We want to continue to promote women's freedom and our independence. Now, that doesn't mean you don't want a husband. That doesn't mean that you don't know how to follow the instructions of the head of the house. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that you don't know how to lift your man up. It doesn't mean that you're not willing to work together as a team, right? It doesn't mean that when we say freedom and independence. It just simply means if we're not married, right? If we don't have that significant other, we want the same kind of independence to work in that arena and the same kind of freedom to make the kind of money we want by preparing ourselves to be advanced. And I told, nope, this is as high as you can go. Nope, this is as much as you can make when others of another gender are being able to do those very things. Now, in the past few years, women's employment changed irrevocably. Between February and April 2020, it is reported that women lost 1.5 million more jobs than men. Oh, my God. And we have struggled to re-enter the workplace due to increased caregiving burdens, right? We struggled because family, job. Now, I looked at this when I was a teenager. I said, I want a family, but I also want a career. So I said, I'm going to be a career woman with a family, or I'm going to be a family woman with a career. I said, but either way, I have to balance it out. And I've always had to balance it out because I wasn't the stay-at-home, take-care-of-the-house type. But then, as life would have it, when we divorced, I had to not stay at home, but I had to take care of the house even the more. The other two hands I had that were helping me, they were now gone, right? So the other thing that we find today is that women's representation in leadership, women being represented in political, public, and corporate leadership is essential, very, very important to any modern-day society and, of course, to ours. In the United States, women are still vastly underrepresented in many critical leadership positions. Sometimes it's because we're scared. Yeah. We've got all of the credentials. We've done the work, earned the degrees. We've worked in all these other positions preparing ourselves. And then that old negative fear grips us, and we don't advance ourselves in these political arenas or in these job leadership roles. In government, women represent 18% of 28% of all elected positions. Okay, 18% of the 28%. Women represent only 22.7% of law firm partners and only 12.5% of CFOs and Fortune 500 companies are female. That's not even 15%. That's 12.5%. So those are the things that's going on. Those are the struggles that we continue to face. And I'm just going to rattle off without going into more detail. Racial injustice, of course, is still a thing for women today. And we know it. And we pray about it. But we got to get out there and be about it. We got to do some work. Okay, prayer is excellent, but we have to take God's word, and we have to run with that word. We can't just take his word and, you know, be holy rollies, so heavenly minded, not of any earthly good. But we've got to take that word, chew that word, swallow that word, digest it, understand that word, and then we've got to work that word. So women are doing some positive things. Woo woo! Yes. They are. The beginnings of International Women's Day, you know, that happens every year. A mass protest of thousands of women in New York City were seeking better pay and working conditions and the right to vote. And they've evolved into a day to take stock in the progress that we made toward gender equality, as well as issues that still need to be addressed. And I gave you some of those. The United Nations views gender equality, the view that women and men have equal value should be afforded equal treatment. And that is as a human right, a human right. Yet, despite more than 100-year-old history, we find ourselves today still fighting that battle. Correct? Correct. The United States has made huge strides, however, has talked to us in some of these things that we are talking about. We made huge strides, but we're not there yet. We have made huge strides since the first March of 1908, when women won the right to vote and now make up about half of the workforce and are now earning a higher percentage of college degrees than men, among other things. So many with college degrees can't even find a decent corporate job. That's so unfortunate, because now we're getting all these degrees over men, and the men are still holding down the jobs, and they don't have to go to school and get the kind of education that women find that we feel more confident and comfortable if we go and earn. So therefore, they may not have the degrees, but they get the positions and they get the bigger paychecks. We're still fighting that battle, and we are going to get it leveled out if we keep on fighting, not give up. The United States rates 28th out of 145 countries in an annual world ranking of equality for women. So there are countries that have a greater level of equity for women, equality for women, than the United States. We're 28th out of 145 countries. So that's saying that we got a lot of work to do, right? A whole lot of work to do. But we thank God that we have a ranking, a two-digit ranking. Could have been a one-digit, but we have a two-digit ranking, 28th, right? So we have a two-digit ranking out of 145 countries with equality for women. So we have a lot of work to do. Let's just keep that in mind. We have a lot of work to do. And sometimes it's going to call for you to get out there and hold the picket sign. It may call for you to go and sit down, talk to your legislators. It may call for you to rally, just be in the streets around their time of laying down their law or trying to get votes for their laws or whatever. It's going to take all of that. It's going to take work like the Color of Change, a women's group that I'm a part of, that we go after inequality. You know, we go after, we state our case, we find people with persuasion, with influence, people that have experience to come and work with us and help us to break down the laws and where we are and how we stand. Yes, it's going to take organizations like Black Lives Matter. It's going to take organizations like Move On to be able to close some of these gaps and to bring about some kind of equality in our nation, in our world, but closer in our states, in our cities, and in our communities. So I know you guys have these developmental groups in your areas. I think we also are part of something. Hats off to the Urban League for the work that you're doing. Amen. Hats off to the NAACP for the work that you're doing. We've got to be connected to something bigger than us, and I don't just mean spiritually. We need to be connected to something bigger than us so that we can fight the fight, so that we can make some strides, that we can plant some seeds, that will become trees later on for our daughters, our granddaughters, our great-granddaughters, so that they can start to see that education is working for them, that people paved the way for them. Not way, way back in ancient years, but right here in the 21st century, so that they could experience some type of equality and that they could feel that all of their hard work means something to the organizations in which they're doing it for. May God bless you tonight, and may God keep you. That's my prayer. If you'd like to connect with me, you can. Don't forget, we pray on Monday nights. You can join the Coffee Sisterhood prayer call on Monday nights at 9 p.m., 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can dial in at 302-202-1119. That's 302-202-1119. And that code is 781-350. I want to say a quick prayer for all of you that may be listening that's not saved, and all of you that's listening that may be preparing to go back to school, whether you are a student, a parent of that student, whether you are a teacher or an administrator, whether you are the janitor, the custodian. We all have to deal with these young people, and we all want to drop positive seed. Let's pray. Father, we come now to thank you for your goodness to us, for the opportunity, oh God, to see information, to read it, to absorb it, to learn it. Oh, dear God, we thank you for our understanding tonight. First and foremost, we want to pray for anyone who's listening that's not saved. We pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that your spirit will greet them, will meet them, Father God, whether it's directly or through others. Give them a source of circle where people will pour into them, pray for them, encourage them and strengthen them. Oh, God, we pray today for somebody's soul to be saved. We know that you love us with an everlasting love, and it's not your will that none would perish. But, God, help us, oh, God, to be able to wiggle away from that enemy and to accept the free gift of salvation by simply accepting Jesus Christ as our Savior. God, we thank you now and repenting of all of our past sins. Hallelujah. And Father, we want to thank you now, Lord God, for all of the work of bees that will get out and work your word. We pray right now, oh God, that we'll plant those seeds that will become trees for tomorrow. We thank you now, Lord God, that you continue to bless us in all of our prayer calls, all of our ministries, all of our jobs, oh God, and that the saints would rise up, stand up and be counted. Dear God, we thank you. We will not hide. We're not going to shut our blinds, shut our curtains. We're not going to run away. God, we're going to walk up too, and we're going to be that shining light. Thank you for organizations that's making a positive impact. Thank you, Lord. Bless them. Strengthen their hand. Give them the funds they need. Let them and us continue to move forward. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Bless every pastor, oh God, under the sound of my voice. And, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys. It's the love of the Lord. It's my time. Got to run. But it has been a place of positive vision, positive voice, and positive vibes. I'm your girl, Loretta Petit. This has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. So next time, thank you, Kimmy Kim. I love you. That's my awesome producer. Bye-bye, everybody.
My sinful ways have caused you so much pain.